You're listening to SBS News.
As the week in politics came to an end, the government's chief negotiator, Matthias Cormann, was forced to concede defeat on one of its signature budget policies.
Despite our best efforts to secure majority support in the Senate for our proposed business tax cuts, we have not yet been able to secure the necessary support. We need more time to make our arguments to our colleagues on the Senate crossbench.
The government successfully passed its personal income tax cuts last week and was hoping to ride that momentum into this week and pass the other pillar of its tax policy. But as Matthias Cormann said, the government can't convince key crossbenchers like Pauline Hanson's One Nation and the Centre Alliance to support the bill. Still, it was the opposition that ended the week on the back foot. Earlier in the week, Labor leader Bill Shorten made an apparently off-the-cuff comment that he would repeal tax cuts for businesses earning between $10 and $50 million. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull pounced on that because it caught Bill Shorten's Labor colleagues by surprise.
Every business knows that Labor is a threat. It's a threat to the business. It's a threat to the employees. And, Mr. Speaker, it's a threat to every one of those 4.8 million jobs. It is Labor declaring war on the businesses that employ 90% of Australians.
Senior Labor figures were left scrambling, trying to explain why their leader pledged to increase taxes for thousands of businesses without consulting them. But Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek said voters shouldn't be surprised.
Honestly, we have been clear all the way along that we do not support tax cuts for the big end of town. We said from day one that we support business tax cuts for businesses under $2 million.
By the end of the week, the pressure was too much. Bill Shorten now says Labor didn't want to cause uncertainty, so he's abandoned what came to be called his captain's call to revoke the tax cuts for medium-sized businesses. So Labor goes to five crucial by-elections next month with an erratic path to its tax policy, which the coalition will use to stoke fears of disunity in the opposition ranks. The government also passed its new foreign interference legislation late on Thursday night. It introduces sweeping changes to the nation's counter-terrorism and espionage laws. It came as the Australian chairman of the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei mounted a defence of his company in Canberra.
For some Western political and business leaders, the rise and influence of China is just not easy to accept. Many accusations are made about Huawei, but none of these are proven. And in fact, as I'll raise later, global testing regimes we've got in place in different countries around the world have proven the opposite.
John Lord said media scrutiny of Huawei was unfair as it tries to win a contract to build Australia's 5G network. It's expected Huawei will be banned from taking part over its links to China's communist government. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.